Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about an awesome testimony from Sama Habib, and she is a former Muslim who found the Prince of Peace. There's a new book, her testimony, and it's called Face to Face with Jesus, and she encountered the Lord. I have not personally read this book. I've heard some really good reports about it. And anytime someone finds Jesus, I mean, this is good. You know what I mean? But we've been praying because we've experienced in you know, the Ramadan season for Muslims has just ended. And typically this is a time historically that many Muslims come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. They're fasting, they're crying out to God. And the true God, we would say as Christians, reveals himself to them. And although this wasn't her specific experience during Ramadan, she is a Muslim that has found the Lord. There are many Muslims that are not as devout, that they're not jihadists, if you will. Our understanding, according to Bridget Gabrielle, that maybe 15 to 25% of the 1.2, 1.8 million Muslims in the world are actually jihadists. I mean, that would mean that's 300 million, kind of like the population of the United States, but it's not every Muslim. So, which means there's about another 800 Muslims around the world that don't subscribe to being a radical jihadist and full of terror. And, you know, they're looking, they're searching. And so I wanted to share with you a little bit about an article that was written about this book. So you can kind of get some insight into a little bit about her life and what happened. But basically, she was raised in what they had called a staunch Muslim family. And her country was controlled by communists. This article doesn't really say what country she lived in, but she goes to say that she was delivered by a communist midwife at this hospital, and they had urged her mother to have an abortion. They thought that her mother had a tumor and not a baby. And so her mother had continued to plead and say, no, you know, I'm delivering this baby. I'm going to deliver this baby. And she prevailed. They gave her C-section, and of course, she had a baby. I think a mother would know if she was pregnant or not for nine months. You know what I mean? No, this is not a tumor. Trust me, this is a baby. And this is what she says. I believe I was saved by God for a purpose. She says that my survival was due to the skill of a Jewish doctor in a communist hospital staffed by Muslims. So God used the Jewish doctor to deliver her. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so she says about how she grew up growing, you know, with an understanding of the Quran. And she understood from an early age that because she was born in as a Muslim, that she would die as a Muslim. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk a little bit about her journey and how she encountered God and some of the posts along the way, signposts that kept kind of getting her in the right direction so that she can hear from God. It's going to encourage you in your witness to others. It's going to encourage you in your witness to Muslims that everything that we do to share the gospel with somebody else is never wasted. God uses it all. We were just talking before the break about a new book written by Sama Habib, and we probably have it for you. It's called Face to Face with Jesus. And she was a former Muslim who encountered Jesus, and she got saved. It's a really beautiful story. And what we're going to do is we're kind of sharing a little bit about her story and how she came to know God. We encourage you to pick up the book for yourself because it will encourage you. Her story is an amazing story. She was born by miracle by God. You know, awesome provision because she was going to be aborted because the doctor said it was a tumor, not a baby. But as she was growing up, she understood that the Quran teaches that if you're born a Muslim, you're going to die a Muslim. And so she thought it strange and surprised when her parents allowed her to go to a Christmas celebration at a church service. And so the father told her, hey, you can go, but just make sure that, you know, you understand who you are. You're a Muslim and don't lose your identity. And so she says she observed, you know, she saw, and she just kind of took everything all in, and she saw communion taking place and just was like, interesting, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But that was her first exposure, I guess, to Christianity. She said that her family prayed five times a day, and that's what she was saw. But in her country, and this article doesn't say what country she's from, the Civil War broke out. And, you know, we take so many things for granted here in the United States. I mean, oftentimes when we pray, you know, the question is, do we go to God in prayer as our last choice or as our first choice? And do we have to have, you know, all of our cards pulled away from us before we actually seek help from the Lord? Mm-hmm. Well, she goes on to share, I mean, just some horrible things that occurred, you know, when she was living as a child in this country that was torn by civil war, Muslims fighting against Muslims, actually. And they, she said many times they have lost, they didn't have any gas, they didn't have any electricity. And so it made it very difficult to stay warm in the wintertime. And she remembers that her father told her, listen, if we don't get any kind of, they would take their furniture, get this, and break their furniture up so that they can heat themselves in the, you know, so they could stay warm. That's how, so her father tells her, hey, listen, we don't have any more furniture to break up to stay warm. If we don't get anything to heat ourselves, we're going to die. We're not going to make it tonight. Mm-hmm. So her and her brother, you know, go through the town and the village, you know, because you could have got hurt any time. And they go out and they find some wood and bring it back. And they did this under, you know, the threat of snipers all over the place. And, you know, children being killed and all sorts of stuff. She said they made it back safe and they were able to burn some things, you know, to stay you know, alive. And she goes on to say about how they needed to find food, that there was only one place in the city where bread was baked and they rationed, the government rationed it out. Well, each family was allowed one loaf per person. And if you could manage to negotiate, there was massive, massive amounts of people just, you know, at this place just trying to get a little bit of bread. Mm-hmm. Imagine just bread.
Wow.
And she says that one day the government shut the whole place down, chaos erupted, and that her sister was able to sneak in through the back and load up a knapsack full of, you know, bread and was able to escape. But she says that, you know, even that was so dangerous. She couldn't believe her sister did that. She said at times that the Civil War got so bad that in their own home, they had to kneel and crawl across the house so that they wouldn't get shot by snipers.
Through windows?
Yeah, through windows. That's how bad it got. And so she remembered that you know, she wanted to pray and getting, you know, find God. But before all that happened, I guess it was a break in the Civil War. She had an opportunity to take karate self-defense courses or taekwondo at the age of 12 because a lot of the young girls and the women were being raped. And she felt that that was a way to protect herself. Well, she goes to this taekwondo, and to her surprise, her Muslim instructor gave her a children's Bible.
Really?
He himself was searching spirituality and gave her a Christian Bible. And you start to see all these little different things that, you know, God has a plan for your life. There's different things that are happening. He's connecting different people to you. And there's different moments you can go back and start connecting the dots. I want to encourage you that when God moves upon you to give someone the Bible, when God moves upon you to share the love of God with them, to witness, and you don't see, you know, something happen, don't be discouraged. Don't curse, you know, well, I prayed for them and I told them they didn't give their life to God. And so, well, no, bless that, because that was a seed. I think Larry Tomczak says that someone has to hear the gospel seven times before they actually give their lives to the Lord, or seven encounters or seven occurrences. And so those are all just seeds. Well, she remembers reading the Bible and she saw that Jesus did all these miracles and he did all these wonderful things. And she said, Allah never did that. And so she's reading that. And as soon as she started reading the Bible, she had a dream. And in her dream, she said she saw Jesus and he looked like a Middle Eastern man in a white robe with a very bright light shining out from him. And he told her that he was the only way to follow him. And when she awoke from her dream, she felt this deep sense of peace in her life, you know, about Lord. shortly after that, in her town and village, the Jesus film was played.
Wow.
She said everybody came out to see the Jesus. There was nothing else going on. You know, everybody came out to see the Jesus film. There was 200 people there. And she said her and her family wept when Jesus was crucified.
Wept. Yeah.
Wept. And they were crying, and they just, you know, and she tells her father, Allah never did any of this stuff. Wow. Allah. And her father says, yes, Jesus was a great prophet. You know, and she says, but Allah never did this. Allah, he didn't do anything that Jesus did.
Wow.
So this kind of goes on, you know, for a while. So she's, you know, encountering. And then she had the opportunity once again later on to be invited to a Christian church. She goes, and this particular church had a pretty large gathering, and she shows up there, and basically in the message, the minister gives the invitation to give her life to the Lord. So she's like, okay, I'm going to do this thing. She gives her life to God. He prays for her. She falls out to the ground. She sees a vision of Jesus again while she's laying out. Jesus tells her everything, and she knew automatically about being saved. She knew about giving her life to him. She knew that her sins were being forgiven. And this is what she says. No person had to explain to me that Jesus was the Son of God. It was revealed to me by Jesus himself. That's what we need. We need people to have a revelation of Jesus for who he is. Listen, all we got to do is be there. We got to be the one to give the Bible. We got to be the one to invite them to come amongst the fellowship. We have to be the one to go ahead and share the word of God with them and help them come to a saving knowledge. It's the Holy Spirit that does all the work, and he's the one. He's the great revealer of Jesus. All we have to do is do our part. Who'll be next? Salma is in the kingdom of God serving Jesus because somebody was faithful to witness. I encourage you to do the same.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.